The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Good morning, happy Saturday. Welcome to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show here on News Talk 710 KNUS. Very good to be with you today and every Saturday morning here on the program. Our telephone number, of course, 303-696-1971. And you can text into the show on the 710 KNUS app on your smartphone. Name and town, if you wish to text in, please. You know, I've been saying Ron versus Don for months and months. I know others have too, but it's interesting looking up and seeing that put out in that way on the TV just now, a moment ago, as Fox News is on the television here. Of course, the presidential race is a major topic of conversation with Ron DeSantis and Tim Scott this week, both throwing their hats into the ring. How do they shake up the game moving forward, especially with several other candidates in the mix or about ready, it seems, to get into the mix? We'll maybe touch a little bit on that today. Big story of the day, or big conversation of the day, is the first of two, hopefully more to come, races or discussions with school board candidates in the race to unseat Tay Anderson, the incumbent board member, for at large. In the 7 o'clock hour, we will be joined by Paul Ballinger, who just announced a couple of days ago that he is running to be the next school board member at large. We will also have on Kwame Spearman in studio next Saturday morning at 7 o'clock. Those are the first two announced candidates running officially, formally, for Tay Anderson's seat. But we are expecting one or two more. I say one or two because you never really know, but the one that we are aware of who is considering a bid is former East High School principal John Youngquist, who wrote a piece at BoardHawk entitled "Why I Am Considering a Run for Denver School Board," indicating he may want to run for Denver School Board. And I'd heard his name for months already bandied about as a possible candidate to run as well. So the race is getting a bit more crowded. It is a regular kind of election, though, so it is winner take all. It is not a runoff. When the election for school board happens in November, it will not be a runoff election like we are seeing right now in the mayoral contest in Denver. But coming up 7 o'clock, we'll be joined in studio live by Paul Ballinger, one of the two so far announced candidates to unseat Tay Anderson. We also have some good news. Last Saturday at this moment, we started talking about AM radio and the fact that AM radio is under attack, not just through the left trying to thwart talk radio however they can, not through discussions of a possible fairness doctrine or anything of the sort in that regard, but because car manufacturers have been removing AM radios from their vehicles, from their new construction vehicles. New construction. Leroy, I sound like I'm talking like talking about building a new home with new construction. New vehicles. They're brand new vehicles that they're putting together. But that changed before we get to the significance of this, well, starting to change at least, with one major announcement this week. Leroy, you were for quite a while, for many years, a trucker. And I want to ask you from your perspective, as you would travel around and go through these podunk towns. You and I both like using the word podunk to describe podunk towns.
Yeah.
It's not an insulting way. It's just, it's a
good
it's word.
Not an insult,
it helps
man.
You capture what you're talking about. It's like this middle of the nowhere town and so forth. How significant from your experience is AM radio to day-to-day for truckers?
Well, you know, as a truck driver, you know, I'm always thinking about safety, and I think that AM radios would be included in a safety-type situation, because when you're traveling that way, you know, all over America and stuff like that, you pass by these little towns and stuff like that, and sometimes you might get some, like, a reflection of their news, and you know what's going on as you keep going by. And not only that, like I said, it's just for safety. You never know what's going to happen out there. You never know. And if you ever noticed, like back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s and stuff like that, we had those little transistor radios, and they were all AM, you know, and we were always holding those things and listening to, like, newscasts for weather and traffic and stuff like that.
So why AM instead of FM in that regard?
You know, I think the FM, you know, you get into situations where kind of like AM also, you know, where you don't get any contact. But AM is more like newsy and stuff like that. I mean, if everybody always says, go to AM, you want to listen to some news, you want to listen to some Christian stuff, you know. I mean, like when you're going through the towns and stuff, you always hear some good programs. So that's the difference, I believe.
Yeah, the conversations flow on AM radio, whereas FM is almost entirely, not entirely, but almost entirely, certainly largely, about music.
Yeah, I would
and
say
not,
it's more entertainment.
Yeah,
you know?
And music entertainment in a way that is very different, when you use the word entertainment, very different from these kinds of programs where we are uproariously entertaining.
Of course.
Even at 6 a.m., I have my harmonicas here, as per usual.
Nice.
I'm not planning to bring them out, but there's any moment where the harps could come out and we could have a little impromptu jam session of me and me. It's entirely plausible, but here's the thing: it's a very different kind of entertainment.
Yeah, it is.
Than FM radio, and a lot more kind of information that you will get. And 45 million listeners tune in to AM radio each month still, and rural communities are talking about it. They really do depend, especially in emergency situations, and it's called the backbone of America's emergency alert system, which is rooted on that, so much so that even
exactly.
Ed Markey, a liberal Democrat senator from Massachusetts, came out. We read a quote last week where he said, look, this is important to safety. I think that car manufacturers should make sure that AM radio is included, guaranteed in their vehicles.
I believe so. I mean, you know, it's just something that
that's
has
a Democrat.
To be there. Yeah, that's awesome.
Because talk radio is not, well, AM radio is not just about conservative talk radio. It is about
exactly.
News and information and emergent situations and so forth. I mean, I have been on the air when we go ahead and cover, shooting incidents that happen or other tragedies as they're happening. You know, we will get live and local coverage that you won't get from satellite radio.
Yeah, and not only that, that's what I was going to say, is satellite, you know, you're cruising out there and stuff like that, but you get no information, you know? I mean, unless you go to a certain site to listen to them, you know, talk show or whatever, but they're mostly podcasts and stuff.
Yeah, so here's the news. This was, actually, I saw this because Stephen Tubbs tweeted it out the other day, and I wanted to read it as an update. This is from Jim Farley, CEO of Ford Motor Company. He said on Twitter in a lengthy post on May 23rd, and I quote, after speaking with policy leaders about the importance of AM broadcast radio as a part of the emergency alert system, we've decided to include it on all 2024 Ford and Lincoln Motor Company vehicles. For any owners of Ford EVs without AM broadcast capability, this is really interesting, we'll offer a software update. So all they need to do to reactivate AM radio is flip a software switch remotely.
Amazing,
so that it
huh?
gets installed on your... That's all they did. That's all they did was just disable it. And then you just throw in a software update, like you're rebooting Windows, and bada boom, bada bing, there's AM radio again. And he goes on to say, customers can currently listen to AM radio content in a variety of ways in our vehicles, including via streaming, and we will continue to innovate to deliver even better in-vehicle entertainment and emergency notification options in the future. Thanks to our product development and manufacturing teams for their quick response to make this change for our customers. It sounds like it's pretty easy to do. If it's just, you know, switching a setting in the software to say, oh, activate AM.
Yeah, it's kind of funny because I was thinking about our electricity. Because, you know, a flip of the switch, they can shut you off, but it takes an arm and leg to get it turned on.
Well, yeah. And I think that this is a good sign, especially when you also see Elon Musk now apparently talking about getting AM radio going on in Teslas as well.
I did not know that it didn't have it.
So, yes, I did know that. I knew that was the one thing that Tesla has that doesn't have is AM radio. And I don't think it's something they can't have. They could do FM. All you need to do is just activate a reception for the AM band. I mean, it's logical that you would be able to receive AM radio and not just FM radio. But bottom line is, we've been talking about on the radio, getting the word out. Salem hosts and stations, I'm sure, across the country have been doing the same thing, and other companies, because we want to make sure that people are hearing this and don't lose their chance at listening to live and local AM radio. At the very least, getting updates that are live and local, even if you're on a station that's more syndicated programming. And they heard us. They heard you loud and clear. So thank you for your part. Everyone listening, in telling others about this, speaking about the importance of AM radio, making phone calls to your politicians in Congress or what have you, because it has made a difference. Ford Motor Company is the first to say we're bringing back AM radio. And doesn't that make your little trucker heart just feel good, Leroy?
Pitter-patter, pitter-patter, buddy.
Leroy Doffenbaugh, everybody, producer extraordinaire, as we take a moment to celebrate the virtues of AM radio. Our telephone number, 303-696-1971. You could text in on the 710KNUS app, name in town, if you wish to text in. You could follow me on social media. I'm on Twitter, in the Twitterverse, at Saying Center. That's Saying with an E, not an A, Center on Twitter. And on Facebook, facebook.com/JimmySangenbergerPro. Or you can log in at my website and reach out that way for emails. And on the 710KNUS website, that would be 710KNUS.com. Go to the Jimmy Sangenberger Show page or my aforementioned website, JimmySangenberger.com. Keep in mind, there's no A, I, or U in Sangenberger. It's all E's all the time. Once you know that, Sangenberger is easy. And you can search on Facebook, by the way. Facebook, just type in the search bar there, Jimmy Sangenberger Media Personality. A couple of texts coming in from Alexa in Littleton. One, did you know many EVs, electric vehicles, do not have spare tires? I guess it's too dangerous to change the tire with an EV, so they do not include it. Basically, if you have a flat tire, you are stranded. You know what? I did not know about this, Alexa, but I will take your word for it. Also, if Tay isn't on the board for DPS, will you be bored? Yes, she says, if Tay isn't on the DPS board, will you be bored? I'm sure Tay will grift into some other role. Heaven forbid if he has to hold down a real 40-hour-a-week job with medical insurance in his mid-20s with a kid. So as to the question of boring, would I be bored? Nah. There's so much content that is out there, and who knows what he would want to do next anyway in terms of coverage of Tay. There's so much to write about, so many different issues. But I will tell you, Tay Anderson has made it very, very easy to get content. He is the gift that keeps on giving. Without a doubt, having him on the board has been an opportunity for me to delve in because nobody else has done it. I mean, you've got it with Stefan and some others on talk radio. But in terms of regular media coverage and in print and looking in more in depth when it comes to both Anderson and the DPS board writ large. I mean, you're seeing more media attention right now in this moment for those folks because of what happened at East, because parents are finally speaking up and making their voices heard. But that's been an exception to the rule of the past few years. And the media has been following more because they see, oh, hey, we have the license to criticize. We kind of need to do it. And so they're doing it a little bit, at least right now. But I would say that there's certainly a lot of material out there. The gift that keeps on giving as far as content. I'll manage without, though, for the kids. Genuinely. 303-696-1971 is our telephone number. Before we head to the break, let's go to Marvin in Aurora. Good morning, Marvin. How you been?
Out of here. I'm good, Jimmy. I heard you guys talking about the AM radios on there. I just wanted to, but I got a couple other topics, though, anyway. I guess I got 30 seconds. I'll shut
no,
up.
No, go ahead. What's your thought on AM radio, brother?
Well, I heard some of the skinny on that, Jimmy, and the reason Tesla wouldn't do that is because of those electric motors they use. It creates those RF fields around the motor, which makes it extremely almost impossible for them, no matter how smart they are, to prevent that RF interference from interfering with the AM wave. And they just finally said, screw it, it's not worth our trouble. They can get another car if they don't want AM. And then likewise, the bean counters in the other automobile companies, hey, if he don't have to do it, we ain't going to. But Americans, as you know, the ones who vote on the right side of the dial, shall we say, they caught wind of that. No, we ain't buying no more GMCs or pickup trucks or nothing yet with that. If you're not putting an AM radio, uh-uh.
I love that. Has somebody else said that? I'm sure somebody else has said it, but I haven't heard it before. So you're the first, at least, to say it to me, right side of the dial. I love that. That's excellent. Okay, so I appreciate that. And yes, you're right. That's the explanation for why they haven't with Teslas. But I don't buy it. I think that there is a way to get around that, and I think Elon Musk knows of it or is going to figure it out.
Yeah, you got to get rid of me here real quick, but I wish we could talk for a minute or two longer, Jimmy. In Marvin's opinion, Elon Musk, he's a New World Order plant. He's a gambit of the New World Order. Look into his elite parentage, where he was born and raised. He didn't invent no rocket ship or electric car. He's one of those Bill Gates guys who gets a good idea. Hmm. He knows how to move on it, and that's about all I'm going to say right now.
Well, I will say this. He made a heck of a lot of money getting involved with the group in PayPal.
Yeah,
and then from PayPal, he was able to leverage that money
to
get. He had good business sense for existing companies that were successful to go in and buy them. So I got to give you that piece of that. We do have to run, Marvin, but I appreciate the call. And I appreciate the support for AM radio, as always, the right side of the dial. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing about Musk is he hasn't really created anything original himself. But he's been savvy to say, okay, let me look at Tesla. Let me look at SpaceX. Let me look at Twitter. Now, I don't think it's very savvy business decision to pick Twitter, though. That's one that I think was probably not so great. But we can look at it all and see, oh my gosh, what's happening? It is an instance where, you go and buy a company and it doesn't work out so great. Although, who knows? Maybe Twitter will work out, but it just seems like there are so many flubs that happen as a result of his decision-making process here to go in and think that he can right the ship at Twitter. I don't think anybody really could do that. I'm Jimmy Sengenberger. You're listening to The Jimmy Sengenberger Show. We got to take a break. 303-696-1971, our telephone number. Target! Is it environmental terrorism, economic terrorism to oppose what Target is doing lately? We're going to talk about that because one economist seems to think so. Keep it right here. It's the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. Denver's local talk leader, News Talk 710 KNUS. Some old school buddy guy bringing us back with his tune, Stone Crazy. Back on the show with the best damn bumper music known to man, just about 10 years running. The Jimmy Sengenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS. And you gotta love Buddy. He's coming to town for his very last show in Denver as he does his farewell tour. Fiddler's Green Amphitheater, July 29th, 2023. I'm looking forward to going. Buddy, absolutely incredible. What a legend. He's sort of the heir to B.B. King right now as the interim king of the blues, without a doubt. I guess not interim, because when the previous king passes away or queen, we just saw that happen. You get coronated. He was coronated. Good old Buddy Guy. Welcome back to the Jimmy Sengenberger Show. Good to be with you. Text coming in from Jacqueline in Sydney, Nebraska. Good morning, Jimmy. I have a friend that does that bought a new little car, a Chevy, and it has no AM, FM radio in it. And it doesn't have cruise control. And it doesn't have a spare tire. She lives in rural Nebraska, and she's 75 years old. What would this woman do if something happened? Leroy, I want to throw this to you real quick, and then we're going to move on to Target. But there really is some things going on where they're making these once basic components of vehicles, a spare tire, AM and FM radio together, cruise control once that was introduced. They're making those, trying the best they can to make all these kinds of features and things to be features that you purchase with upgrades.
Yeah, they call them accessories, I guess, you know, and I think that's really wrong.
Yeah. I mean, these are, you think about long distance drives, or if you're in Nebraska and rural Nebraska and you got to drive for an hour or two to get to the store or wherever, however rural you are. You might want a little cruise control, especially if you're, say, 75 years old.
Exactly.
And you get into an incident where you're sidelined and you don't have a spare tire in there, or maybe even the capacity. I don't know. Capacity for a spare tire. You can't get information. Like, I could think of a scenario in which all three of those things cause a problem for somebody.
Yeah, exactly. You know, I had a Mini Cooper, and they do not have spare tires in there. There's no room.
Sure.
So you have to upgrade for the run flats, and then you spend in like $1,000 for a tire. You know?
Right. Yeah. Well, I'm just glad that they're working toward bringing AM radio on. But what does it say that it's just a software update that makes that happen? Like they said, like the CEO of Ford said. What? I mean, just flip of the switch. Exactly. All right. Thanks, brother. Speaking of Stone Crazy, Target. I mean, what is going on with Target? It is a company that is known for good quality products. In many instances, their clothing's decent. They've got fairly good prices, good selection. They always seem like a good company as far as how they treat their workers and everything like that. And yet, they have taken these steps that have been pretty mind-blowing and mind-boggling even more so with regards to an agenda, what seems to be a cultural agenda. And it's one thing to put forward products, to sell products that endorse Pride Month and so forth. I got no problem with that. But when you're putting some of the things that they're doing out there in front and center in stores across the country, at least they were doing that, when you're partnering up with this organization called Gilson that in part is advancing public policies to make it so that schools don't keep parents informed when their children, minor children, decide to take it upon themselves to change their gender at school. And Target gives them boatloads of donation money every year and is continuing to do so. They have some of the products that you see at Target have been a little bit too far. But regardless of the content, one of the crazy things that has come about this is, as you've seen, growing opposition from Bud Light to Target and beyond, you have seen the left go bonkers. Oh my gosh, there are boycotts. As if there are boycotts of, say, Chick-fil-A or Goya Foods. Remember when their CEO was palling around with Donald Trump? And they were like, oh my gosh, how could you don't buy Goya? Because he associated with Trump, and that was it. So they're all good with boycotts against the right, but when it comes to companies that have, quote-unquote, gone woke, it's a different story. MSNBC had an absolutely wild segment, a stone-crazy segment, about Target and the controversy surrounding Target's positions, Target's product lineups, the way they have set things up, and the fact that you have, even more than that, they're concerned about the fact that you have boycotts going on of Target. I said yesterday, filling in for Deborah Flora, that I would only go to Target now if I need to, although I really like those Target bags. I mean, they are by far the best bags that you can get of the plastic bags, and I'd like to get some more before they go, because next year they're supposed to be out because Polis and Co. don't realize the multi-use purpose. They don't give a damn about the multi-use purpose of plastic bags. And yes, Target has the best plastic bags. But I digress. Back to MSNBC. Listen to this bonkers rhetoric.
Isn't that astounding? Seeing a rainbow flag sweatshirt triggers you? Astounding. How about just don't purchase it if you don't like it?
With Target, they're going after this company because of a t-shirt they think they sell. And
but
they don't actually
also,
sell it.
But they just chose this one individual thing to target and blow it up.
One individual thing, one single t-shirt? What the heck are they talking about? I don't know. And then Stephanie Ruhle, who's the host of the show, and you just heard her talk a little bit. She's over at MSNBC. And she brings up Gen Z and says, oh, I'm concerned that Target's going to cave, companies are going to cave, and what will happen then?
These companies aren't woke. They want to sell product. They know what Gen Z wants to buy. They know who they want to employ, and they want to make the most amount of money they can. How difficult is it going to be right now? Because if you do pull back, like a Target or a Bud Light or Anheuser-Busch, you're now looked at as anti-LGBTQ. Companies are exhausted and scared and don't want to be in the middle of identity politics.
What?
They're pulling out. How dangerous is that?
Are you kidding me? Companies don't want to be involved in identity politics? Then why the heck are they getting involved in identity politics? Why are they leaning in like they are? Bud Light bringing on Dylan Mulvaney. Target with their product lineup. Disney with what they're doing. If they're actually focused on their bottom line, they're doing it wrong. They're doing it wrong. And the notion that somehow, some way, by recognizing public opposition, they are merely caving in and then have the concern that, oh my gosh, you might be criticized by folks on the left for somehow being anti-LGBTQ suddenly because you recognize that your customers weren't too pleased with what you're doing. You finally had this revelation and you pull back. And then you're supposed to be concerned about, oh my gosh, you caved and now you're anti-LGBTQ. Come on. Really? That's your argument? Well, then you got this guy, Justin Wolfers, who's an economist. He sounds Australian. I don't know anything about Justin Wolfers, but he had some rather interesting things to say on this MSNBC panel. And he made one decent point. This is a little bit of a criticism of Ron DeSantis. We'll start here.
So how difficult is this for corporate America to be an ally right now?
Stephanie, I think you actually hit the nail right on the head there. And I'm going to say you're an excellent economist for doing so. Look, what does the companies want to do? They just want to sell stuff. And do you make stuff, even stuff with rainbow flags that people want to buy? Companies are happy to sell it. We do have groups all the time who protest by boycotting, and that's their democratic right to do so. The thing that's fundamentally different about the current moment is, in fact, Ron DeSantis and what he's doing in Florida, what he's doing with Disney. This is, I remember a time when my Republican friends talked about the problems of big government, but this is a jackbooted big government stomping right down in the middle of markets and capitalism, where an earlier class of Republicans thought the government just didn't belong. Look, I'm with my libertarian friends. I don't want the government deciding for me what is on the shelves of Target and what theme park I can go to and what's profitable for businesses to pursue.
I think he's overstating what Ron DeSantis is doing and has done. However, he does have one small point which makes him at least a little bit reasonable at this point in the discussion. And that is that DeSantis has gone too far as using the arm of government against Disney and so forth. I believe that. Is it a disqualifier for him as a nominee? Not in my view. No. But it's not something that I'm a big fan of. So I get that point. Sounds a little bit reasonable, at least. But then you get into the less reasonable territory. Take a listen to this.
Yeah, I think there's something really quite scary here. And it comes from the Target CEO saying the reason they were backing off is they were worried about the safety of their employees. So look, one of two things are true. It could be they're cowards and they use that as protection and a smokescreen so that they could make a cowardly decision. Or it could be that they're actually genuinely concerned about the well-being of their employees and have had credible threats. And if that's the case, when Target caves into this, then it says that the moment you threaten the employees of even a very large corporation,
oh my God,
you get to control its policies. This is economic terrorism, literally terrorism, creating fear among the workers and forcing the corporations to sell the things you want and not sell the things you don't. So I think it's very worrying. I do wonder that if Target has a corporate social responsibility, and here I mean beyond its commitments to diversity, I also mean to the broader business community. If it gives in here, everyone else and everyone else's employees have to look out that they'll be being looked at next.
Oh, my gosh. Do I believe that there may have been a couple of incidents around the country where people went overboard and were like, what the hell are you doing with having these products right up front? Sure. I think that's possible. But I think that what you have from Target is by far a claim of excess. That is to say, it's a lot more, they're blowing it up a lot more than it was, number one. And by the way, no rudeness, let alone hostilities, are ever acceptable towards somebody working at a store because you don't like the product setup. But do I think that's happening widely or anything of the sort? No, absolutely not. And then this guy has the audacity to say, well, then if you cave in, you're giving in to economic terrorism. Because he disagrees with you. This economist disagrees with you and your opposition, perhaps, to a company. You have every right to protest, to oppose that company, to express your dissent. That is the consumer's right. But that is not even remotely like economic terrorism. How is that economic terrorism, but not looting Targets? 2020, summer of hell 2020. What did we see? We saw looting of stores and we saw defenses of looting. Literally, in defense of looting and more articles and discussions on TV, CNN wouldn't criticize it. Mostly peaceful protests, all those things. And now this is economic terrorism? People expressing opposition to Target going in this social direction? Come on. I'm Jimmy Sengenberger. You're listening to The Jimmy Sengenberger Show. We are overdue for a break. What are your thoughts on this? 303-696-1971. We heard domestic terrorism for parents going to school board meetings. Now if you oppose LGBTQ products being shoved into stores at like Target and so forth in the way that they have and other companies, you are engaging in economic terrorism. They really like to throw the word terrorism out at conservatives, don't they? What are your thoughts? 303-696-1971. Keep it here on 710 KNUS. You hear that talk about the guitar gods. Well, how about the harmonica gods? They include the great Sonny Boy Williamson, too. One of those early harp legends. Gotta love this great tune. Sad to be alone. As we continue on the Jimmy Sengenberger Show, News Talk 710 KNUS, going back nice and far. Nice deep cut. With this Sonny Boy Williamson tune. Texts coming in on the program. We will get to those in just a moment. Want to remind you, don't be alone the weekend of the 9th and 10th of June. Because News Talk 710 KNUS and the Centennial Institute present the 2023 Western Conservative Summit. Again, June 9th and 10th at the Colorado Convention Center. Featuring Lauren Boebert, Eric Metaxas, Ken Buck, Riley Gaines, Frank Gaffney, Tulsi Gabbard, Josh Hawley, and many more. And I will be broadcasting my show that Saturday morning, the 10th, and introducing Larry Elder as well. Good radio guy, now running for president. News Talk 710 KNUS is the official station of the 2023 Western Conservative Summit. Get tickets online at 710knus.com. Eric texting in. Eric in Denver. Macy's took out President Trump's Sunday's best church-going suit and ties. Took them out of their stores around the country. Remember that? Actually, I don't remember that. But that fits with everything else. And I didn't know that they did that. Well, they get political right there. We have Alexa texting in. One other thing that I do want to read because I think it's apropos. Folks on the left are posting videos of a Target that had been looted and destroyed, claiming that right-wing people did this recently because of the Pride clothing and tuck-friendly swimsuits. The video is from 3 years ago during the Floyd riots. And then she adds, I would not be surprised if an Antifa group dressed up as in MAGA clothing but wears sunglasses and masks then goes into a Target to video destruction of the Pride selection. I certainly hope that does not happen. I could see that happening, of course, but I hope it doesn't. I don't think it will, that they would, the Antifa would do that at this point. Then they certainly better not, and if they did, they better get prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. Anybody who does anything like that, like 3 years ago, should not be permitted to do that. And then you have a listener text here from Lori in Greeley. Thanks for sharing your name and town, texting in on the 710KNUS app. And now diversity experts are worried about companies being canceled. Funniest thing I saw this week was a conservative critic saying what liberals do. You know what to do. Regarding a boycott of Target. Yes, indeed. I recently bought a Toyota Venza that has a spare tire, another listener texts in. Most hybrids do not, and I ruled out all of those models. Got to think it through. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, Paul Ballinger is running to unseat Tay Anderson on the Denver School Board. Why and what does he bring to the table? We'll sit down with him here in studio. On the other side for the full hour, keep it here. 710 KNUS, The Jimmy Sengenberger Show.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
with in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.